pitchers and catchers have reported down in Dunedin. And there's been a lot of storylines over the past couple of days. Yeah. They're like 3 days into camp, and we can't get enough of what's going on down there in Dunedin. And we're going to head there now and catch up with the Blue Jays pitching coach. Here is Pete Walker. How you doing, Pete?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Glad to be on here with you guys.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Obviously, yesterday, Marcus Stroman was the topic of discussion, and it's continued today when he stepped up with the media and he spoke about the arbitration scenario and that process. As a former player yourself, I don't know if you ever went through arbitration, but could you understand his frustration with how difficult that process can be?
Well, you know, I did go through it one time, and you know, it didn't work out for me as well. But you know, it's one of those things that you know, you have to deal with as a player. It certainly probably isn't the best process for players to go through. It's unfortunate they have to be in the room, to be honest with you. And, you know, it's definitely a business, and that's when you become fully aware of it, to be honest with you. But Marcus is such a competitor and fiery, and obviously let some emotions get to him a little bit. But, you know, it's understandable from a player's point of view, and obviously from ownership, they're trying to do their due diligence to keep payroll to a certain point. So it'll all work out. Marcus is a great kid, and we had a great conversation last night, to be honest with you. And I know he made amends today in a way, and he's ready to pitch. I mean, I love him, and this team needs him, and he's a huge part of this organization moving forward.
So we were talking about this earlier. Obviously, we've never been through baseball arbitration. When you were in the room, when you went through it, do they only stick to the stats, or do they bring up intangibles? Do they bring up how teammates feel about you, the manager feels about you? Can you take us inside the arbitration room?
Well, you know what? I didn't actually go through the process. We worked things out right before, but obviously I know a lot of players who have. And at that time, I think it was a little bit different than it is now. You know, there certainly are a lot more substantial concrete numbers now than there were then. So it was a little bit different. The process was different, but you know, it's a process that most players probably won't enjoy when they do go through it, and it's a difficult process. But you know what? In the end, that you learn from it, it's an experience that you certainly won't forget, and you grow from it. And you know, if you have to go through it again, certainly more prepared.
Pete, you're the pitching coach, and you probably have a different relationship with all of the staff. And Marcus is an outspoken guy. He's one of those guys. Do you ever talk about personal stuff or personal lives, like maybe not tweet that or maybe not say this or just the way they behave or conduct themselves? Or is it just strictly baseball, and once that's done, you do what you want?
No, it really is a lot more than just baseball. You know, I treat all my pitchers. I've become you know, close with them in a lot of ways, and you know, they become part of your family for me. And over the years, even former players, and now having you know, coaching these players, it's a process. You know, it's certainly not just baseball, and there are a lot of discussions you have along the way about things other than baseball. So, you know, that's the way it will continue for me, and that's you know, why I think the relationship I have with a lot of these guys is so solid.
With Blue Jays pitching coach Pete Walker.
I played goaltender in the National Hockey League, so I had a goaltender coach, and a lot of it obviously was, you know, technical stuff, but there was some psyche about it, and I think that's kind of where, do you have to play, like, psychologist, do you have to play, like, is, from a pitcher standpoint, a lot of it is mechanics, but is also between the ears?
Oh, no question. That's where, like, you know, you could throw any percentage you want at it. You know, it's 75, 80, 95% mental, right? And that's in just about every sport, I'm sure. So baseball is no different, especially from a pitcher standpoint. You know, the mechanics are an important part of pitching, no doubt. But, you know, there's so much more to it. So, you know, that's probably, you know, like any coach in sport, period. You know, you're a part-time coach, part-time psychologist, and you know, you want to strike up a relationship, you want a mutual respect with your players, and you want to gain their trust, and that's again something that's very important to me, and you know, that's why I won't get into too many personal matters publicly concerning my players. I keep it private. You know, I trust them, they trust me, and that's where I like to leave it.
Aaron Sanchez obviously had a lost season last year based on the blisters, and he showed up at camp a few days ago and he said he's ready to pitch, and he's obviously been pitching the first few days into camp, but he didn't completely rule out the idea that these blisters could pop up again in the future. He even admitted that in 2016 when he had that breakout year, he suffered from some of them, but you guys found a way to work through it. How do you guys intend on dealing with him this year and you know, the fear of blisters popping back up?
Yeah, you know, I think that was smart of him to say that, to be honest with you, because there is, you know, nobody knows for sure. And it's certainly a situation he's handled well in the past. This past year kind of got away from everybody, you know, and it was a situation that, you know, we learned from, I'm sure, as an organization, and how to handle it. But, you know, he looks great right now. The finger looks great. The ball's coming out of his hand. The movement on the sinker is tremendous again. So I know he has a lot of confidence going into this season. And, you know, hey, if something pops up at some point during the season, whether it's late spring training, whether it's early in the year, mid-year, we'll be prepared for it. And, you know, and if it does, I think we have a real good handle on it. We have tremendous people that have worked on this and gone through quite a bit last year. But, again, he does have experience with this nail, and I think we're in a position to handle it better if it does crop up again. You know, I don't envision it, coming back, but if it does, we'll be ready for it. But the way he feels and looks right now, I'm really excited for him to get back on track and have another outstanding season.
What's the vibe like going to be in spring training? Do you guys kind of want to set a tone where things have to be done a certain way, kind of a reset, a regroup? There was various reports last year, and what you see in movies about spring training being a country club or whatever it is. What's the vibe like for you guys, the tone you want to set with your players?
Yeah, it's far from a country club. I mean, we got some hardworking pitchers, that's for sure, and guys that are professionals and know what they need to do to be successful. So, you know, you come into spring training, it's a long year, like any other, different from any other sport. You know, you got 30 spring training games and 162 regular season games, so that's 192 times around the field, and that's even before any postseason play. So it is a long grind, and you know, you can't come into the first few weeks thinking it's a football season, you know, where it's kind of, you know, everybody gets out there and it's 100% in every drill, and it's just a grind. So you want to do things right from a mechanical and fundamental standpoint. You want to get your feet underneath you and get your arms moving. Guys come in great shape nowadays. It's like, again, I reference other sports, but you know, there's not much of an off season for any professional athlete anymore. They take pride and take care of their bodies, and they come into their relative sport ready to go. So these guys are ready. I got, you know, Jay Happ, Marco Estrada.
And there goes Pete.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
We've been on a roll recently. Oh, Noodles, you missed it, man. Two different phones dropped yesterday.
And we only had two guests.
Yeah, I think we handled it pretty well.
You didn't melt down or
no,
anything?
No, didn't freak out.
He was in the middle of a really good answer.
All right, I think we got him back. You got
excellent.
Us, Pete?
I lost you there, I guess, for a second. Sorry.
Yeah. All good.
Where was I?
Well, you were saying, you know, you've got a lot of vets. You got guys that are locked in. Yeah. You were talking about your rotation, and that was going to lead me to my next question. We're chatting with Pete Walker, Jay's pitching coach. The bullpen, this. You're a former bullpen guy yourself. Outside of the closer, where we know what Osuna's going to bring and what his role is going to bring be for the most part, how wide open is the rest of the bullpen?
There's a few spots there. You're right on. You know, obviously we got Danny Barnes, we got Ryan Tepera, we got Aaron Loop down there along with Osuna. We brought in a few free agents, Patrika, who's not quite ready right now. And there's a few other guys that we brought in as well. But, you know, we have some internal guys that are close to being major league ready. You got guys like Meza and Dermody, a couple of strong left-handers that we're excited about that could certainly make an impact. We saw them a little bit last year. But we have some guys. We have, like I said, internal guys. We brought in a few non-roster guys, free agents. And I think we can fill some holes.
Well, John Axford being one of those guys, someone the Canadians are well aware
thank
of.
You.
And, yeah, and he's an older guy, and he's coming off. He didn't have a great year, but what do you need to see out of him? What does he need to show you to make the club?
Well, we know he has a pedigree. I mean, he's been around. He certainly has the velocity. It's a matter of really pounding that strike zone. He's looked good so far. He says he feels great. He would be a shot in the arm for sure if he came in and had a great spring and was a big part of that bullpen. Certainly the experience is huge. So he seems like an absolute professional. So I've enjoyed talking with him. So he feels like he's in a great place here. He feels like he's at a he's healthy and anxious to get out there. So, you know, we look forward to him making an impact. We got Al Albuquerque as well, another right-handed pitcher, slider guy that's had some success at the major league level. So, you know, there's three or four guys that really could end up making an impact in this team, and, you know, kind of like a Dominic Leone did last year, where he came in kind of unsung and all of a sudden took hold of that spot in the bullpen and was great for us. So we expect one of these guys to do the same thing.
Well, enjoy it down there. Best of luck getting through spring training, and we look forward to having you guys back up here in Toronto in just over a month. Thank you for doing this, Pete.
You got it. Anytime, guys. Nice talking to you.
Here's Pete Walker, Jay's pitching coach.
Solid dude.
Yeah, sounds like an
old school guy, former player.
Yeah, gets it.